Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
On a given week on The Mike O'Mara Show, we talk about so many things. We cover so many different topics. We are all over the place. And you never know what direction the show's going to go. You never know what's going to happen, what subject's going to come up. And we do a lot of binge watching of television.
We talk television.
Television is a big part of what we talk about because it's what we do with our tragic personal lives. We're watching The Magic Box.
Behind.
And one of the hottest shows right now, and you know it, Oscar, mm-hmm. and I know it, is Mindhunter.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a very, very spirited and interesting discussion of Mindhunter because we were talking about how scary it was.
Yes. So, terrifying.
Now, that leads me to this next point that I'd like to make. When you PM me, all right, I usually find legitimate constructive criticisms of the show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do just links. Not a big fan of that, but people do it, and I'm not a big link guy. But I understand the desire to share. We get messages from people happen a lot. So yes, last evening I'm relaxing after a very busy day of child pickup and running around with my little man, being Mr. Mom, as my wife is going to school for this period of time in her nurse outfit, her Nursey Wonder outfit. Thank you, Maddie. And so it is, I know that grosses you. I know you all get grossed out when I talk about how wonderful my wife looks in her
jeebies.
Nurse outfit. From Adam Lucas, I get, so that's how season two of Mindhunter ends. Sweet. Was saving that last episode for tonight, but now I can just bang my head against the wall for an hour. I love you, but come on, man. It's been out for 5 days. Hold on a second. Adam, Lucas, let me tell you this, okay? Mindhunter, not a spoilable show.
Yeah.
The crooks on Mindhunter, this is
Dateline. This already happened.
This has happened, yeah. Adam. Yeah, these like murderers have
the Titanic.
Already...
Good call.
This has happened. This has already gone down. There's no plot. There's no surprise ending. This is fine. We didn't give away anything. We talked about murders that had already happened. In this case, 40 years ago, you hump. I don't need your snark at the end of my day, you douche. I'm really not mad, Adam. I just wanted to share that with you. No. I mean, we talked about, but I don't think we talked about it in a spoilable way. We talked about how scary it is, and then I talked about the Atlanta child murders, which, by the way, is part of the show. If you're waiting for the last episode, they're still looking for the guy. And let me tell you something, Adam, young man, that might not be aware at all because you'd read comic f***ing books and you don't pay attention to history. This guy was booked 40 years ago.
Book him, Jacko.
This guy is behind bars. Just like Ed Kemper is behind bars. Mm. And just like Charles Manson was behind bars until he died. These guys have been caught. That's the thing that makes this fascinating. But I'm not giving anything away. So when you're watching Mindhunter, Adam, and if you're worried whether they're going to catch the guy, they're going to catch the guy because they did catch the guy. And when I was watching it with my wife, I said, this is how they caught the guy. And she didn't make a peep because it doesn't matter. That is how they caught the guy. Because let me tell you what I did, Adam Lucas. I read the stories about it because I was alive when it was going on. Thank you. Just needed to get that off my chest because it just annoyed me. Now, spoiler alerts are if you're watching a fiction television show and something major happens, a la... The show you were telling me about, Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
Where it's
a big deal.
We stopped
talking about it.
We stopped talking about it because that's been out. Yeah. But that's the point I was trying to make.
And
I hope I wasn't overmodulating too much.
No. Mike, we have fine-tuned this machine. You made a red line in your blood pressure, but not here at the studio.
I mentioned Happy Valley, the BBC show. Thank you for the recommendations. Not my thing. Just too much. You know, when you get into it seems like the farther north you go in the UK, it's kind of like, whoa, And I just, even with the subtitles, it's driving me nuts. But the whole plot did not move at such a pace that, a little too much teasing. And the one thing I liked about the BBC is they get right to it. Bing, bang, boom. So,
it's all substance.
Yeah. It didn't work for me.
Okay.
Like, with my lady in Scott and Bailey, a phenomenal program. I love that. And it's the same creator. I think her name is Sally Wainwright, who has written Gentleman Jack and Scott and Bailey. And she's amazingly prolific and she's a genius and she's wonderful. But I might go back and look at it, but I just wanted to share that. Manhunter on the other hand, a smashing hit. Mindhunter, rather. Mindhunter, smash hit. Everybody watching it and deservedly so.
Like, I walked into CVS across the street and they're already gearing up for Halloween. And Shannon, my wife, she says, what are we going to be for Halloween this year? Because who knows if we have an event, right? And I said, I don't know yet. This is interesting. So she starts going through iterations and Shannon's really good at what do you want me to be for Halloween?
Halloween is really a national holiday in your house. Halloween is a very, very big deal.
We like to go all out if possible.
It's time. It's time,
don't have any kids.
Stop being children.
We're young at heart.
Really, just get your own child and dress them up for Halloween.
I'm trying to help you here.
All right, go ahead.
What if this? Like a hypothetical, a Michael Mara show hypothetical. What if you went to Carla and said, Carla, I think this year we should go all in. I'll let you look around for a different costume, but you know how we both love Scott and Bailey? What if we went as the show, and you know who you can be, and I can be another character?
I'm going to stop you before you get any further, okay? I'm going to say, if I got dressed up with my wife now at this stage of the game and went out there, I'm one of two things. I'm either someone who needs a butterfly net and ought to be put in an institution, or I'm a Jimmy Buffett fan. I am neither, okay? I'm not going to get dressed up in a silly outfit at 60 years old and go out there and do that. And by the way, we have down here in God's waiting room, we have Halloween parties. And look, I know people love to dress up. I've participated in some of these Cocoonville conclaves that we have had. And by the way, what they do down here is they have neighbors that have known each other for 25 years that are down here, and then they all do a theme like the Wizard of Oz, and I'm polite and I go, oh, isn't that special? But in all seriousness, it makes me want to barf.
Okay.
It really now listen, what you're doing is, let me tell you where you've got it over me. And where I would have it if I was not part of the equation.
Oh.
If Carla, say, was with a incredibly fit man who could dress up as James Bond and look credible, she's not. You are still, you haven't let yourself completely go.
Thank you.
And you are still in rel- and your wife is gorgeous. So you still have that kind of you thing. But time's a fleeting.
Time's a fleeting. This,
and it's about time to make that pivot. Where you'll get the joy of no matter how you get there, of having a little one crawling around. I know that that's
what
not
about
the next thing.
Your wife?
Yeah,
she can still dress up. She can still dress up.
Well, I could go on about how, and it's amazing to me that on August 22nd you are speaking about Halloween. It's amazing that you're still thinking about that.
Well, you got to prepare. Getting a good costume, from a man. Who, by the way, I remember clear as day 11 years ago.
Yes.
Said, I got a costume coming. I'm not going to tell you guys. Shows up to a WJFK event with whatever veneers of a vampire.
Dracula. Yeah,
right?
Because my dentist said I could give you Dracula.
Because True Blood
was
hot
back
then.
Right.
Right?
We had a now, what's the difference in that equation? What is the difference?
We had a
radio station
event.
Promotion.
We had an event.
Radio station promotion.
Yeah.
That was work. I am not a big one for. I might, but all my life I was going to parties that were thrown by radio stations.
You can go all out. That's what I'm saying. I guess I'm making the point. You
have
gone all out.
I wouldn't do that in my
out.
Personal life. And I know you and your other radio partner who was on here recently. He of the idea of the golden ticket. He, you've had massive Halloween. Are you having another? You're doing a promotion, right? You're having your massive party.
It has not been confirmed, and we have not discussed it yet.
But you probably will because your listeners in that group that I share listeners with.
Yes.
And by the way, thank you for pointing. You'll hear an interesting call in the Yaks today that references a couple of times the Golden Ticket
the
promotion.
The Yak Shack is here.
Including one that's really complimentary to me that I think you're going to really enjoy. So my point is this.
Yeah.
Even with me giving you that hard time about preparing for Halloween, it still doesn't take away from the fact that I would love, love, love more than anything to hear about what your wife might be considering wearing this year. Because I really don't care if you're Super Mario or whatever the hell you want to be, but well, I would be very curious.
I was 1 year, and my ex-girlfriend, by the way, was Princess Peach.
Right. Can I just give a little warning to maybe the fathers out there that have daughters that are dating
fathers
age,
of daughters, yes.
Anywhere from 18 to 25. Mm. Beware of the man who tries to be cute. Because the man lurking underneath whatever cutie pie costume that might be is a penis. And I think it's really, 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 really important to know that, you know, there's an entire genre of adult entertainment predicated on a man who wears a bear costume. Okay. This whole little thing is pervolino. This is pervolino. Beware of this. All right. So the whole cutie thing. But anyway, what are you and your wife thinking about? Okay, have you discussed?
So, well, I think she mentioned that 6 or 7 years ago. No, yeah, maybe 6 years ago now, 5 years ago. We went as we wanted to be themed costume group. And I said, all right, that makes sense. Like, it's pretty, like, do we have to continue with this boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife duo? What are your thoughts on that first?
You mean as far as where you go as a couple in costume?
Like John Stark and, you know, Khaleesi.
Like Donald
Stark.
And Melania, type of thing. You
know, better.
So what? How would the theme differ? So it would not be a couple.
We could go our own way.
I love that idea. I love, love, love that. You know what? That's more costume for the buck. Now that I'm getting that. See, you've sucked me in. You've reeled me into this right
now.
I am all for that. You do your thing and let her do her thing.
Now,
what is she? Has she thought about
that?
That
gets awkward when you're out and about with the pervert factor. Because I've done that one time, and the amount of, I guess, disrespect that comes to one spouse when you're not in the couple's costume.
I get
because,
it.
Because
I get it.
The predators are out on Halloween.
Right. I totally
get it. Like, is that the Black Swan? Who's the guy in the BioShock costume next to him? That can't be her boyfriend.
Yeah, I get
that
it.
Guy looks like a tool.
You're sending a signal when you allow her to go off on her own and not be attached to you.
It says vacancy.
Right.
It screams in a neon light. This woman, she's got vacancy of the penis in her life because there's no way she's dating the dork next to her. She's too hot for that guy to choose that costume
stand
next to her.
I have to tell you, though, do you know that I feel that when I see those couples that are out there, and we did a lot of Halloween parties with WAVA and with WJFK.
It's part of the radio DNA.
The Don and Mike show. We did a ton of them. I always found that the couples' costumes, they betray a little neediness.
Ooh.
On the part of the man. Now, when you get to be my advanced age and you're going to the, Cascade Acres and you're trying to, you're trying to do that. Your couple's down here. You've been paired off for 40 years.
Mm.
It's perfectly acceptable. When you're going to a young person's, I always found the guy that wants to be Prince Charming or Ariel's Prince or something like that.
Yeah.
That's super needy. You know, I've always, and really, this is just me talking now because I judged a few of these. I witnessed a few of these. I was always extremely pleased with the single guy costume, with the dancing condom, with the doctor, with the doctor who performed a medical procedure that I will not mention on this particular show, that there were a lot of those over the years. And believe me, they were always single guys. It's pretty disgusting. I like that. So I think that you appear needy if you do that, but you can have a little bit of both. You know, you can let her stand alone.
Yes.
And then you can low key it. That's what I think. I would let her have the fun and you be like a hobo or something like that.
Why do I have to be the hobo? That's because even I'm worse. Thinking,
you know what you need to do? Yeah. You let her she loves it, right?
She mentioned Catwoman, right? And I'm like, all right, well, I have some shackles. Maybe I could spring for like a pretty legit costume.
Hold on, I'm playing my sounds for Cat. I'm doing.
I'm sure they have a.
I'm playing my sound effects for that. Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Shannon is Catwoman.
Yeah,
thank
boy.
You very much. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Daddy approves of that. Thank you. Very, very nice. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. All right. Very good. Very, very excited about that. Okay. Yes, sirree. I like that.
Hey,
yes.
That's my wife.
I'm sorry. Yeah, is she around, by the way? Is she?
No, she's on the second floor, Mike, where she belongs.
Very good. I think Catwoman would be spectacular, but you're not. Don't tell me you want to be Batman.
No, I don't want to be Batman. I don't have the pecs for that right now. If I was in better shape, maybe.
Well, you wear a chest plate. You wear the plastic chest plate.
I like to be all natural. So
Batman's not all natural. He wears a breastplate.
Well, look, have you seen?
Even I know that.
Have
I'm
you
not
seen
a comic
Ben Affleck
guy.
In the town when he's doing those pull-ups? He's got the yeah. V. This is, you know, probably when he was doing some drugs and cutting down when he was hot.
Let me just say, Ben Affleck in the town is the dreamiest Ben Affleck
he is.
Ever.
He yeah, is.
There's no with the haircut. Everything.
Oh my God!
Right across.
Like he's
Jeremy
the everyman.
Renner too.
Yeah, he breaks absolutely. Rocks for a living.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. So, what are you? With, if
truck.
She was Catwoman, what were you thinking about doing?
I was. And look, work with me here. If you can't be the hot superhero, because that's just, you know, sometimes yeah. you gotta go the opposite direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's at all okay to be the Riddler?
The Riddler?
Yes. Well, is it Riddler?
Yeah.
The Riddler. Riddler?
First of all, you cannot put a costume on.
Is it the Riddler?
With a name you cannot pronounce. It's the Riddler. It's not the Riddler.
Wait.
It's the Riddler. It's the Riddler.
The
but it is Riddler. Riddler. If you Riddler. Can't pronounce it, and now you're making me think about it, I don't think you should
think
be in that costume.
I think it's the Riddler. Riddler. Riddler.
Pony?
Riddler hurts
help me out
my
here.
Tongue.
This is hysterical. How about the Joker? Is that easier?
Maddie, jerk. It's the Riddler, right? It's the Riddler.
To be honest, I have no idea, but I'm going to go with
Pony,
Riddler.
Pony, help me out.
It's
Pony,
Riddler.
Pony just punted.
It's Riddler.
It's Riddler. You know, it's not Riddler. It's the Riddler. But it is spelled R-I-D-D-L-E-R.
See? It's confusing.
The Riddler.
Maybe that's why they call him the Riddler.
So what you're doing is she is her own Batgirl type thing.
Yeah.
And or Catwoman? Does she want Catwoman or Batgirl?
She wants to be Catwoman, but
Catwoman is a villain, right?
The question mark guy.
All right,
the Riddler.
And you want to be the Riddler?
The Riddler.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, you can be the Riddler by just putting on a sport coat.
Well, no, well I looked for costumes.
It's a fat guy costume. No,
yep. Mike, why you gotta be a jerk?
It's a young fat guy costume. Hey, I can't wear any costume. You know.
Young
really,
fat, I'm young fat guy territory. No,
well, I just you don't want to wear. You don't want to wear the Frank Gorshin bodysuit.
No. You can do the bodysuit and sports coat. So if it gets a little hot, and maybe I'm in better shape by Halloween.
Like, yeah,
peel off that layer,
that's
and
fine.
It also screams right. this. It goes back to my vacancy, no penis in my life sign. When you're a different character from a different group. I'm
right.
not Batman, but any man that sees my wife
knows you're,
then sees
you're in the same theme.
The question mark guy.
I'm all in.
Then they're like, they're either roommates or they're sleeping together. And that's better
you.
Than there's no way she could be with the Riddler.
Right. And I can I make a request?
Yes.
The only thing I request is that on, you know, right around Halloween, can we have a fashion show? I just
I
like to
should.
See. Really, I think that'd be a.
I don't think it's.
Look,
she's not gonna do anything that's not tasteful,
right?
But you know, it'll be up on old Instagram, I imagine.
My son's so sweet. You know what he wants to be? He's like, because
the
kids,
penguin.
I guess
let's have him out. We could have a theme between the shows.
No, he wants to be Iron Man.
Just a little
Man.
Penguin walk around with a top hat. No,
he wants to be Iron Man again.
Yes.
He wants to be Iron Man, and he's got. By the way, he's got Jack Sparrow and Iron Man in his closet still. So, but I, you know, and if he wants to do that again, I'm all in.
Save some money.
If we don't have to slog out and get another costume, I'm cool with
that.
I love him as Jack Sparrow because that little costume, I think, was the cutest thing. And I think I got it at Costco.
Why can't you be his driver?
Father of the year. What?
Why can't you be his driver from
what,
the
Jack
movie?
Jack Sparrow's driver?
No, no. Tony Stark's.
Oh, see, I've never watched Iron Man, so I don't pay
It's a fat man costume.
It's a, oh, well, thank you very much. Maybe a, what's he
it
wear?
Is.
What's he wear? Like a muumuu?
No. He wears what is a black suit.
Right.
Sometimes a tie and a driver's cap.
Black suit, tie, and a hat. Does he wear a hat?
He wears a hat.
I'm too fat for it. Thank you.
Hey, brah. It's me, California Twit.
What are you doing here?
When I'm not paying $47 for a gallon of gas, I get all of my Twitch needs from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and have your essentials delivered to the East Coast or the West Coast or anywhere in between.
The best of O'Mara.
I got a swollen ear.
Oh, what?
No. I got a swollen ear.
What?
What?
I can't hear you. I have a swollen ear.
I got a swolled ear.
Now, the ear itself, like the meaty part or the inside part?
The meaty part.
Mmm, meaty
The
ears.
Cauliflower part. My cauliflower
have you
ear.
Been Greco-Roman wrestling?
No. No, oh. I don't know. I've been on meds.
What about grappling?
Did you take a tough hit down at the box?
No, I haven't been grappling. I wear headphones every day, and I wear that CPAP machine at night. That touches my ears.
Ah.
I get a lot of crap on my ears all day long. But they're my. It's my crap. You know. I mean, it's
Is a swollen ear. The only swollen ear I've ever seen is in CrossFit when you have a cauliflower ear.
That this is not because I would not be doing that kind of vigorous exercise.
Cauliflower exercise comes from
involves
frequent hits, right?
Ah,
right.
I think rubbing against the mat.
Oh,
my exercise involves
me.
Drive, 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 walk, walk, hit ball. Drive, 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 walk, walk, hit ball. Drive, 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 walk, walk, hit ball. That's what my
left ear or right ear or both.
Right ear.
Okay. Do you sleep on your right ear?
Want to see it?
No.
Oh,
gross!
Oh my God. It's not, you don't even notice that from that distance on the camera.
Oh, it looks like a girl's body part.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It
Mike,
really did.
Yeah, you've got, you know what, on your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, behave. I do not.
Can
anyway,
we see the
I'm
other one for
doc.
Comparison?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
No, you've got.
No, that's definitely.
By the way, I have giant ears. I have Dumbo ears. So, I mean, I realize both my ears are super big. All the women are jealous of my ears.
I do believe the word we might be looking for is engorged.
You know what it is?
What?
You know, like in the very, and this might not happen anymore, but when I was younger and I go to the 9:30 club, there'd be.
Rock club. Yeah,
there'd be in a rock club. Or
with hookers.
Yeah, maybe.
Lots of pierced hookers.
That's the word of the day. That's the addition to every sentence today, you know. I went to church Sunday with hookers.
It's the new with hookers game.
It would be a piercing and almost like an earring, but it'd be an insert in the earring.
Where like a spacer.
A spacer, right?
Yeah, like you see them, they're like O's. They're like
it looks like you had a piercing with a spacer and it fell out.
Yeah,
well,
like you
after,
had a-
after the show yesterday, I called my doctor's office and they're here. So doctors are not available. Because they've all arrived and they're all ill.
Oh,
and
all so, the people, yeah.
So I said, all right, I'll pop into the local urgent care thing, which is part of my network. And so I'll go in there and this was right after the show and there were 50 people in there.
Do you find when you go to
there
the
were
urgent
50
care?
People and I walked in and I walked out. I said, I got a swollen ear. I'm not dying here. And I'll call. And then the lovely lady, they great at this doctor's office. And she chatted with me and got a list of what was going on with my ear and said, he'll see you at 1:45. So I'm going to see him at 1:45.
I'm typing in vagina ear.
Vagina ear. I'm going to go send my vagina ear to him.
Vagineer. I believe they employ them at Disney.
Ramped up vagina ear. I'm going
to
send that.
Right next to the Imagineers are the vagina ears.
And they, or the Mouseketeers. The Imagineers at Disney.
Yeah, and what they do is they make
the Imagineers. There you go. You know, hey, by the way, was that the first, wasn't that the beginning of when you would get a really, a truly, truly, jive word to screw the American public.
Oh, yeah, it's like, you know what? We're not podcasters. We're talkateers.
Talkateers. And wait a minute. Hold on. They weren't actors at Disney. They're not actors. What are they? They give
oh,
them
no,
a name.
Oh, no, they're not park employees. They're cast members.
Cast members.
They're cast members.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly
and
what
they
it
all
is.
Have Vagineers.
Vagineers. The
Which
Vagineers.
Is, it's like the Mickey Mouse ears, but
Ladies
it's in the adult
no.
part of the park.
The Vagineers.
Whoa. I think it's his mask.
You do?
It's got to be your mask, Mike.
The CPAP thing?
I think because if it goes on and it wraps
it
around
It doesn't
your ears,
go right over the ear, but it definitely brushes by
does it
the ear.
Pinch
and,
the ears?
Would it pinch
yeah,
it and
it
split
pinches
it?
The ears. It pinches the ears.
The old pinch
yeah,
and
I'll
split.
Probably bring that up to the good doc, my
Is
great
there
doctor.
Soreness when you Dr. touch?
Dr. Jason, one of the best guys I know. I'm very blessed to have a, you know, when you're in my condition, it's great to have a general practitioner that you track with.
Sure.
Who's a lot younger than you are, which they all are now. So it's great to go into him and talk with him because I tell him everything. My history, my long, long history of every venereal disease known to mankind. You know, my dingy fever that I got when I was doing missionary work in Africa. All the things that
dingy
I have,
or
all
dengue?
The maladies that I have.
Because I think dengue manifests
well,
itself
mine
lower.
Well, mine was a tiny, tiny little fly, Rob, that bit me. You know, one of the outhouses.
What does Carla
was,
say about your ear, boss?
She
Goodbye!
Is kind of no. She's you know, she's been through it so much that there's not a tremendous amount of sympathy.
It's been like 3 weeks of health for Mike.
Yeah,
it's been 3 weeks of health, and I'm out of there. I played golf yesterday.
This poor man's
how'd you shoot?
Ear
88.
That's not bad for a man with that on his ear.
$25 bet. Won my bet back.
You're not.
That's a copay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
yeah,
see them?
That's a copay. Thank you, Rob. You gotta live down here.
Yeah.
You gotta get a. Why don't you? You know, the house next door to me is empty. Why don't you just come down?
Just start
just
squatting.
Down? Leave the family back there, but come down and just hang for a couple of months. You know,
I think it might be nice.
We'll do stuff. We'll go eat donuts.
We'll do things. We'll do
yeah, we'll
things,
do things together.
Compare
we'll
ears.
Get, well, you know what? You come down here, and we will get those tricycle bicycles down here.
Yes.
And we will just ride them. And when we'll ride them, we'll have kind of a stupid look on our face. We'll have the look on our face like when you take selfies with people. Let me see if I've got it. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now you brought that. You've asked about this, and
this
I don't know what
every,
you mean.
Let me see if I get this. This is every selfie Rob takes.
That is a look of delightful surprise.
It's a phony, phony, phony smile. How? Next time, normally, you know, you're smile. You know the picture I have up here in the office of you when you were really laughing and
yes.
we were on stage?
Mm-hmm. It's
which is just you
be,
really laughing.
And to be clear, it's of both of us. It's not like you have a picture of me in your office.
Well, no, it's my picture of you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd like that, but I mean, I hate the...
Okay.
It looks like you're gasping for air.
You have like a folded ear more than
vaginary.
More like a folded
ear. Well, I have the seam that says, you know, heart attack is imminent on the ear. That's
what is that? Is that
that's
a thing?
Part of it. Yeah, if you have a seam down your lobe, that means you...
How are my lobes, Oscar?
I mean, you got to take your hand off of it. You've got like three wrinkles on your lobes.
Yeah, well, he's got a fat ear.
Yeah.
Do you have big ears, Rob? Do you have big ears or little ears?
I
you
think
have a
my,
big head.
I think my ears are proportionate to my head. However, if you were to put them on...
There
like,
is a seam. There is a seam.
If you were to put them on pony, that would be bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me turn to the left and I want to see your... No, it's small, but if your head was smaller, you might those ears might actually be something that, you know, Khaleesi could sit between. You know, that would be interesting.
I'm proportionate in all ways. Well, most ways.
Yeah. Well, that's the way that goes.
Okay, what's the treatment? What's the treatment
the
for this ear? I'm concerned.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
These
I'll
are your money makers.
I bet they ice it. I bet they say ice it.
I hope not. I don't want to put ice.
What
in
about
my ear.
What if he has to get that. The Rush ocular or cochlear implant?
Hello, well, my name is Charlie.
I'm not on Oxy. I don't do those drugs.
Not yet.
Come on.
Not yet.
Not yet. Somewhere soon.
Yeah.
You know, I might do that, but no, it's just a. Add it to the cold. I think it might have something to do with the cold that I got
from
my kid.
We all get swollen ears from cold.
Yeah, the last
it's
thing
down
you need,
here.
Mike.
The Gribbleys are down here. The Gribbleys are down here.
Do you people go out in public with that with no shame? Do you say, hey, sorry about my ear. It's distracting.
Look at me on a camera going to 40,000 people today. I don't care.
But you're covering
that's
it
fine.
With
yeah.
headphones.
Like,
yeah.
You're covering
that's, you've got the headphones
you can't
on.
Tell.
What,
you can't yeah. tell.
Well, do you have a stocking
You know
cap?
That I'm run down here, that I'm listening to classical music in my bed when I wake up in the morning. Alexa, play Beethoven's Eighth Symphony, please. Thank you.
The Eighth, really? I thought you'd be more of a Ninth guy.
I think
but what about...
Which one is that?
That's the Ninth, also known as Joyful.
What is the one that they play in Mr. Holland's Opus when he's sad about his son being deaf?
That I do not know.
Is that the Sixth?
I don't know. I'll check.
Can you find it?
I can.
Can you find it? It's the one that goes... Dun, 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 dun. That's my favorite Beethoven symphony, but I never remember what number it is. And I always think I get it wrong. And it's the one that Mr. Holland plays when he's describing to his class how Beethoven wrote symphonies even not being able to hear, and that he would saw off the legs on the piano so he would feel the vibrations of the music through the floor. That's how much of a genius Ludwig von
was. Looks like it's number 7 in A.
Number 7 in A? Do you have it?
I will bring it up in a second. Yeah.
It could just be allergies, Mike. All this WebMD saying that these are all things that
are treatable. Yeah, there's nothing dire. And no. I took the deep dive into the internet. Cold and there's nothing dire about it, which is, you know, why I'm not really all that.
Salt water solution, Mike. Go to the ocean.
Ocean! Go down.
Dive into the ocean. Down the ocean. Take a dive. Have some Thrasher's French fries. Have some English's fried chicken and dive in the ocean.
That's what you do.
Then I'll fit. Do you have the sixth?
It's the seventh.
What is it? What is the symphony again?
It's the seventh.
Play.
It's the seventh in A?
Yeah, and it will play after this ad.
It starts out really, really low. It starts out really... Dun, 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 dun. I want to share a little culture with our listening audience and play a little clip from...
Ooh.
That's not it. That's not it.
Maybe it's another movement of it because it's 42 minutes long.
No. What is not... See, try the seventh.
The seventh.
This is Beethoven Symphony number
try
seven.
Try the sixth then, or the eighth, for Christ's sake, because it's not the
Audible.
Seventh.
And pay for YouTube Red so we don't have to hear your commercials.
Okay. Thank you, Oscar.
Right, Mike?
Let me do it this way. What? Pay for what? What?
YouTube Red. They're not a sponsor, so don't pimp them like I pimp everything else.
Will it be easier for me to bring stuff up if I get YouTube?
Yeah, then you won't have commercials. But you'll pay $10 a month.
It's always you throwing money at stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like, why can't I just have YouTube, for Christ's sake? Why can't I just get what I pay for?
Well, you don't pay for YouTube.
Free. You're ready to.
It's free.
Not at all. Wait, are you bringing up?
This is the sixth.
Are they going to? All right, let me hear. That's what I listened to the sixth this morning when I woke up.
Okay.
But that's not the one. All right. That's not the one. Good. I don't want to upgrade to Mac OS High Sierra. I'm doing a show, you f***ing computer.
Oh.
High Sierra. Jeez, does that sound like some sort of religious cult?
It sounds like they're blazing, Mike.
And it's not like saying later or, you know, no. All right, I guess I go for detail. I don't want detail. Oh, I've ruined it now. I opened up details.
Oh, no,
stop.
Have you thought of tea tree oil for your ear?
You know what, Oscar? I have a very, very good copay with a very reputable physician who is going to walk me through the process of whatever I have to do with the ear. I was hoping that the nurse would call me back and say, no need to come in, just do that, because I told her that it was better than it was yesterday. But I didn't get that. He wants to see you. And when he wants to see you, that always makes me
Mike,
just a little
I'm
bit.
Getting an endoscopy next week.
Yeah, on Tuesday, ooh, right?
I think it's Monday.
Monday.
After the show. And I got a call and they said, would you like to pay the $2,300 early as we onboard you? I said, why would I do that? That means you have my money for 7 days and I get nothing for it.
What a wonderful treat that you can
pay
in
advance.
By the way,
the symphony is Beethoven Symphony number 7 in A.
Okay, that's I have Beethoven Symphony number 7 in A major.
Oh, okay, hold on.
And here this is Werner.
Yeah, I'm hearing applause. I'm going
They're
to beat
about to
you.
Start.
No, that's not it.
Well, this is Symphony.
Turn yours off. Turn yours off. This is it. This is my favorite Beethoven symphony right now. Very dark. Can you hear it?
I can.
It's very heavy. Pony walking into the anime convention with a black overcoat on. Before he opens the doors, he is in a bit of a malaise. When he opens the doors, he will be filled with great joy. But until then, he plods the streets.
Oh, I know this song.
It's not a song. It is a symphony, Rob.
I picture you
mallethead.
Going in the kitchen after some Captain Crunch.
Looking up to the second shelf, Mike sees the Captain Crunch donuts with sprinkles cereal. He realizes that his wife is blissfully asleep. He looks in the refrigerator. He sees there is a half gallon of low-fat milk. He reaches for the Captain Crunch donuts with sprinkles cereal. He fills the bowl, the extra large cartoon-like Pee Wee Herman bowl, to the brim. He then goes to the milk, pours the milk halfway up the side of the bowl, so you can just almost see the white fluid through the donuts, but not quite. That is giving the cereal the optimum moisture with the maximum crunch. He takes the bowl over to his well-worn part of the sofa in the living room of his 1,800-square-foot Florida carriage home. He sits down and turns on MSNBC. Munches away as he is entertained by stories of Judge Roy Moore fondling 16-year-old waitresses in Alabama. When he finishes the bowl, he is overcome by a sense of dread. A dread that the fun is over. Much like in his real life, Mr. O'Mara does not care for the party to end. So he retreats into his soul, stands up, and goes back to the pantry to get more of the donut cereal. Another full bowl. He has become bored with MSNBC. He turns to the movie channels on his DirecTV, his overpriced, horrible DirecTV, and sees one of his old standbys, Mr. Holland's Opus, and finishes his bowl of cereal. Now bring in the oath.
Yes. Yes, that's right. He has ingested 10,000 calories. 10,000 calories in one sitting. Well, two. But oh, that Captain Crunch cereal, so very marvelous. Is the mix adequate or is it terrible? Thank you. That's right. Two full large bowls of Captain Crunch donuts with sprinkles cereal with Greenwise organic 1% milk.
Greenwise!
Hallelujah!
That's a much better movie than the one you started with Pony sitting at the maid cafe.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, Pony was at the doors of the anime cafe, and it was going to get joyful because the doors would open, mm-hmm. and it'll be all these cosplay women and figurines of And by the way, I'm not going there yet.
Oh, maybe
I'm not going there yet.
Yeah. Wait for it.
Well, when we're sitting here throwing darts at old Judge Roy Moore, maybe we got to track your activities over the last 15 years.
Hey, kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Barra burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burgers.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top-quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here?
Brad.
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
The best of O'Mara.
Would you like to hear about me moving? Or would you like to hear about the fact that I spent time in a portrait studio over the weekend?
Well, I think I've got to go portrait studio.
Portrait studios. You don't care if I'm uprooting my family and moving to another domicile.
Moving would probably make more sense because then that means more work for us.
No, it's interesting the way his brain works.
No, because think of him seated in front of a bookcase backdrop.
I wasn't in the picture.
Oh, you weren't? Well, then I want to hear about the move.
Mrs. O'Mara decided that Sunday at 10:50 is your first clue that it might be problematic. Not 10:30, not 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock, 10:50. Which would mean that they break them up into 10-minute or 20-minute sessions would be the optimal time. 10:50 Sunday morning would be the optimal time to have a portrait of my son done for Christmas.
Okay.
And I'm fine with that. Now, in the morning, I got a text from one of my buddies, Skip, that says, you want to roll out early afternoon and knock out 9. I said, yeah. I said, I got some family stuff to do till noon, thinking that 10:50 till noon would be perfectly okay. I said, but how about 1 o'clock? Gives me a tremendous window. And we arrive at the portrait studio And we arrive, and there are
when you
one,
say portrait studio, is that in quotation marks?
It is a
marks?
Building in a strip mall with two cubicles with backdrops.
I thought you guys went to Bass Pro Shop.
No, that's for Santa.
That's for Santa. That's not for...
Oh.
Hello.
Come on, get your head out
of
your
I don't know
ass.
What a portrait is. I've never had one. I don't know what you're
a
talking
picture.
About.
Picture. It's a picture. You've never... You have a...
Like glamour shots?
You've had headshots done before. Have you never?
Yeah,
shots?
He has.
Yeah, but I didn't call them portraits.
It's called a portrait studio.
How about your kids getting a headshot?
Portrait.
No.
Headshot.
Well, he's not auditioning to be in Hamilton. That's it's like a school picture, okay? Yeah.
Come on, you mook.
I
We're
can
trying
play
to
tennis?
Tell the story.
I'm just asking.
It's like a portrait studio. It's a chain in a strip mall, and that's where my little guy's going to get his picture
like
taken.
Family
like
family pictures?
Or
like
Olin
a,
Mills.
Like a family
Olin
picture.
Mills. I know Olin Mills.
Carla got it. It's like Olin Mills. Exactly like mm-hmm. Olin Mills.
I know that.
That's what it is. Okay. Carla gets a coupon, the aforementioned coupon, on Honey.
Yes.
And she says, let's go to the portrait studio.
The Spiewak did a family thing at Olin Mills before my dad split.
Okay. All right. So you've got one?
Yeah, many years ago.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. I'll try
before
to find
my
your
dad
copy of it.
Split.
Little Mike was going to say the same thing, but your dad didn't go to another family. He went to heaven.
Went to another land.
Did you look happy in the – did everybody look happy in the picture?
Yeah, we faked it pretty good.
All right, so –
My mom
we get
looked
in there.
Sad.
She did?
No, not really. Come
Sharon
on.
Was depressed.
HBS like, I'm going to pay for this, and I'm going to get out of here.
Hit the road, Jack.
So if you're planning on doing the same thing, a lot of families want to do like Christmas card.
Yeah.
Everybody wears the same flannel shirt. You know, it's just super cute.
Yeah. Yes.
And so people want to get them done. If you want to go through the same kind of hell that Pony went through on the side of MacArthur Boulevard, go to a portrait studio at right around 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
Mm.
And
right know, before the holidays.
Yeah. And so... I don't want to diss the people that were working there, but let me just say the word scattered might apply.
Mm,
the
really?
Word frantic might apply. There are two photographers there. So I believe two. There are two photographers. Everybody all right back there? Was that the little hat?
Maddie's got TB.
Maddie, you all right?
It's
very sad. Away from the microphone.
Okay?
So, there are two photographers, and there are, let me see, when last I checked, about 304 families in there waiting to get their portraits.
Because
and
they all have their coupons.
Yeah, they're all in there, and they're getting their pictures done, and we're having costume changes. We have a 12-year-old or a 13- or a 14-year-old getting her Christmas card for some reason, and when it got to the 40-minute mark where they were sitting in front of their little monitor, I looked over at Carla. I said, you know how long they've been there? She said, okay, don't do this. Don't do this. I said, our appointment was 10:50. And I assumed 10:50 would be, it's so specific a time that would be the time we were
because
seen.
They're scheduling. Yeah, I mean, it's, you said something very valid that merits restating. Right. If it was sort of a vague window, they would say 10:30.
No,
11 10:50, o'clock. But 10:50 says specific.
Yeah, and let me tell you why it's specific. For them. So they can sardine all these rubes into a room
big
to
portrait.
Get screwed and for one picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's one picture at the end of the day. If you want more, you gotta pay for it, right?
That's
but if
right.
you want to get the coupon rate, the like $42 rate. For one
42
picture,
with a coupon?
With well, no, you get a lot of other stuff. I
okay,
don't.
Good.
Let's not go into that yet.
Right.
The point is, time. Is something. I don't mind waiting if I'm told what's going on. And then, so wait, I'm going to take this on two fronts, all right?
Please.
I don't mind waiting if you're communicating with me. If you come to me and say, we got slammed and we overscheduled, if you can be understanding, we're going to see you within this time frame. If you do that, I'm done. I have it in my mind what's happening,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you do that, I'm not going to worry about it. Then if you don't do that, then I go to my incremental rule, all right? You want to know what my incremental rule is? 10 minutes is an understandable delay
okay.
if you've got a specific appointment time. I think it applies to a doctor's office. It should. A lawyer's office. Anything. 15 minutes you're starting to become problematic and you're a little obnoxious.
Yep.
At 20 minutes, it's bad. If you're making someone wait for 20 minutes in a restaurant, they're walking out of your restaurant.
Right.
I think the same should apply to everything. If you get me to the half hour mark, you're saying a big F you to me and you shouldn't have my business. Okay. Well,
agreed.
We went to the 35 minute mark. All right. With this. And I was sitting there going, I'm pissed because not because of just the wait. It's Sunday. I got nothing going on outside of a tea time. But the fact is, but at the same point, it was an extra like nine holes. It was extra. So it's not a priority.
Bonus.
My priority
bonus
is
call.
Getting my kids picked. But the fact is, with these scattered people running around this place, not communicating, and everybody's racing around. We know that in the radio business as well. You know the people that are inefficient in a radio studio behind the scenes because they're the ones that are waving their arms around and running. That's when you know that things are effed up because people are feigning that frantic nature. And if you just calm down, you'll get it taken care of. So there are nine families in front of us. We're told on three separate occasions, there's one family in front of you, which was a lie because there were two families in front of us. And then we get, Carla leans over and said, this is the problem. I said, what? She said, the dreaded costume change. Yes, there was a costume change because Mommy Suburbanite did not decided that the little snowflake sweater on her little effing angel was not a sure thing, so she wants to bring in the second costume.
So the studio is not providing costumes.
So 10:50, when it's 10 after 12 noon, and we're wrapping up our procedure after getting my little guy, by the way, who was a trooper and had his one picture taken. And, you know, I'm just here to say, if you're going to do this, do not do it on a Sunday because everybody was there early. Should I point out we arrived at 10:45?
Well, I think you're early in the season. Minutes early. You're not after Thanksgiving dragging your kid to the mall for the picture.
Well, I guess the week of before Thanksgiving must be a busy time for that. But they were, and then the photographer, God bless her. Who, let me see, celebrity she most resembles would be a combination of, let me see if I've got this this straight, a combination of Amy Schumer and Louis Anderson.
Oh.
All right, that would be,
fleet of foot.
You know who would have a great eye for photography, I feel, is Chrissy Metz. Don't you think she'd be a wonderful picture
taker?
This
is the thing. The photography would have gone smoother if there wasn't a hair adjustment. Every single time. It would be take a picture, move the hair. Take a picture, let down the hair. I'm not asking you. Take a picture, put the hair in a ponytail. Take the picture, put the hair in a bun. Take the picture, move the hair out of the eyes. It was insanity. I got out of there.
I'd
lost a part of my holiday soul. This is how they get you. This is how they wear you down.
Yeah.
This is how they wear you down at the end of it. But at the end of the day, he had a beautiful little picture taken.
Oh, cool.
And he, you know, it was, you know, that's the little angel. But it's, to me, we've got the technology now. I could get a poster of a pine tree, put it in back of his little ass, and take the picture on my iPhone, and easy peasy.
I have a question.
That would be fine. Yes.
If it was just a picture of him, am I correct?
Yes.
Why did you have to go?
Family support. Wow. Family support. I'm not at the early stages.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
The best of O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Wednesday. It is delightful
Wednesday.
To have you along. Me and Oscar, Rob on vacation. We'll talk about that hopefully later in the show. Just what he's up to. He's not somebody that is what I would describe as really worldly, although he has traveled abroad.
He's not cloak and dagger, though.
He's not cloak and dagger. He's pretty easy to figure out.
It's Eastern Shore or Leesburg. Yeah.
And by the way, you have been doing a stellar job this week, sitting in a seat you normally don't sit in, and it gets better every day.
So a broken seat.
Yes, his huge broken seat. I want to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
And later on, Pony will have a little brief story for us because there was big news in the world of show business that really this is where your brother and I would be going nuts. And we will save a lot of the discussion for when he gets back, because Rob knows the history of Larry King and the Don and Mike show. And
I saw the news.
I
can't wait.
Big show business news today. But you know what? We didn't get to it yesterday, so now it's not all about us, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's all about you, because it's time for the mailbag.
Write me a
I miss the mailbag.
I don't get the sync. I always know there's a little delay from up there to down here, so when I'm playing,
this is what you want. I don't have enough.
All right,
this chair doesn't have enough bounce in it for me to dance in it. We gotta
maybe
work
by
that.
The end of the week you'll.
Well, I gotta get screwdrivers, Mike.
I know. I understand. Why that is like a little kid. You're sitting in an adult's chair. First letter. Hey, Mike. You did a great job interviewing Wayne Newton. I really enjoyed it. That said, I have a personal story about Wayne that shows what a good guy he is. I was at a small Air Force base in Greece in the 1980s, and Wayne put his entire show on for about 50 service people. He went for at least 2 hours at full energy. It was amazing. He talked to everyone after the show, and he was the most gracious entertainer I've ever met. After the show, he bought drinks for everybody at the club and talked to everyone. I couldn't believe how nice he was. From that day on, I've had the utmost respect for him. I'm not a huge fan of that type of music or performance. A lot of people feel that way about Wayne. I did the same thing. I was going out to mock Wayne, and then the show was just
like, he's a true entertainer.
You walk away, and everybody says jive, everybody says showbiz schmaltz, and then you walk away from a Wayne Newton show going, you know, all in all, I felt like I was entertained. I was paying attention, and that's what Wayne does. And I know Wayne's known that for his entire career. Everybody knows he's show business schmoozy. Everybody knows he's got those eshes where he's talking like that. Everybody, I've mocked it for years, but I've also seen the guy twice, and I love talking to him. So this guy's raving about Wayne. Says, I do respect the amazing talent of a guy who can play all those instruments and can cover so many genres of music. I've been listening to you since Rob was your intern, and I've loved all of it. Thanks, Dave Crandall. Well, Dave, thanks for sharing that story.
I appreciate I guess, for me, Mike, not just the letter, but from a fan's perspective, and I've never seen Wayne, that interview was more than I expected. It was effing fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, the guy that's on vacation, if he could get us a few more interviews.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like it. It would be really great if he
would. We don't have to be mean to him, Mike.
Can be mean to him when I'm talking about getting interviews.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
But he's coming off a win. He's coming off a win.
When a listener sends him an email to both of us and says, Patton's coming to town, and Rob says, thanks for the heads up. Anyway, hello, our second daughter and your newest listener. That'll be the only time I slam him when he's gone. Love him, love him, love him. Don't want to get the mob mad at me. Anyway, hello, our second daughter and your newest listener. Esther Talia, turn that music off. Esther Talia Strom was born last Tuesday. That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
3:59 a.m. to Zach and Corinne Strom in Bellevue, Washington. Esther is Hebrew for star, which is exactly what she is to us. That's beautiful. I love
Esther.
That name. Esther. She joins her sister Miriam, who was announced in a previous mailbag,
Miriam.
2017. Welcome, Esther. And that's from Zach Strom.
Congratulations.
Esther and Miriam, who also are friends of mine that live over in Miami. No, I'm just kidding.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Sorry. I can't help myself. Way to go. Way to go, Esther. And thanks for sharing. We appreciate that. Hey, TMOS Nation, here's some good news for all the inebriants out there. I used to be one. I can't be one, not with my schedule anymore. The Chernobyl Spirit Company. Didn't know they had one.
This is great.
Is selling an artisan vodka called Atomic.
This is true, I guess.
They made the liquor out of rye grain they planted in the exclusion zone and water from an aquifer in Chernobyl. Jesus. And get this, and I quote, after distilling it and conducting tests, they told BBC that they concluded that their product is no more radioactive than any other vodka.
Oh, no.
I love this letter.
What are the odds?
Thirsty yet? I'm here to help. Tim McLaughlin. That is wonderful. How did I miss that one? Hey, guys. By the grace of the good Lord, I just found out that I will be able to get the time off work, so I was able to scoop up two of the last few TMOS 10th anniversary tickets for Saturday's show. Well, it's great. Paulie sold his, too, so we're looking forward to having a full crowd in there. I didn't think it I would be able to make it out, so I'm crapping my pants with excitement.
Mm.
Here's an editor's note. He wrote actually crapping his pant, and it was so charming, I chose not to correct it. Thank you, Rob. Thanks, y'all, and I can't wait for Vegas. Alex of Colorado Springs, another editor's note, Oscar. Alex changes your pant. Change your pant before November.
Okay, please.
Here we go. Thank
please.
You. Oh,
pant.
Music, please.
Pant.
Hello, boys. Happy 31st birthday to my beloved Tara Nunley. Her big day is this Saturday. Her only birthday request is this. Please to explain the origin of phase.
Okay, I think
yours
that's,
in Christ,
it's fair.
Brentley, I'm not able to. Do that. I don't know.
So, Rob, one of his, one of his dadisms. That's the best way for me to put it. His dadisms would be like in your face, and I could be wrong, but this is what I get it from. This is my recall. And what Rob would do is he would go out of his way to. He likes saying what his kids say. His kids say, Shaw.
By the
like,
way, I already think you're getting this wrong. I don't think it's right. But
well, then what
ahead.
Do you think, Mr.
I don't
know-it-all?
Have a theory because I don't care.
Well,
I'm not saying I'm a know-it-all. I'm saying I don't have a theory.
I care, and this
yours
is what
just
I remember.
Yours sounds like you're making it up as you're going on.
Pony Boy, what do you think?
That's what it sounds like to me.
You know, I seem to remember listening to some song that had the word face in it.
Yes.
And then somebody
but he
just
took
went,
the in your, he took your in-your-face-ism yeah. that his kids pull, and then he made the face into his songs. That's the origin story.
Really?
Yeah, he replaced the word face in various songs with face.
Well, I know. Hey, dummy, I know he did that.
Now you're insulting Pony.
I know he
What's
did that.
What's going on here?
Of course,
I thought we were a team.
You know what? Come on.
Yeah.
I just want the origin, where it originally came
it comes from.
From
his it comes from his kids.
Well,
and
you know,
an
when
inside
he comes back Monday, and
he's
been featured way too much for somebody that's gone.
I think it's too much exposure, personally.
I think it's way too much.
Yeah.
I think when he comes back, we'll talk to him about that. And, you know, I don't like talking about him that much. It builds his ego. He doesn't need more of that. Greetings, TMOSers. A few questions about karaoke. I love the song Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin. I always do it at karaoke, and I do it well. However, it drives my girlfriend crazy because she thinks I'm too young at 43 to do that song. No, you're not. So should there be a range relative to your age that you have to pick from for karaoke? No, that's the joy of karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
You can sing old fart songs at 25. That's what makes karaoke special. It's really all about the quality of the performance. And hold on a second. I know.
And
I've
if
got
you
it
could
somewhere.
Actually sing... I don't think how old you are matters, as Mike just said.
You know, I think what it really is just what makes you happy. Let me turn that off and let me put this on, because speaking of Mack the Knife, we happen to have it here. You know, years ago, I think I might have been in my 20s.
That McDonald's
I know it was
commercial?
It was my first marriage, so it was definitely my 20s. Would you like to hear my version?
Please.
Recorded on the boardwalk in Ocean City. Ladies and gentlemen, after a few cocktails, I'm still doing that back then, Mike O'Mara.
Ooh, the shock babe.
Yeah.
Has such teeth, dear.
You know, I think my voice sounds the same
and
way.
He shows them pearly whites.
Yeah, this is it.
Just a jackknife.
You know, this is quality.
Teeth, babe.
I thought this letter was talking about the McDonald's commercial, Mack Tonight.
No, it's Mack the Knife, and whether it's appropriate to sing at karaoke. So 43 is not too long.
Is this an old man song? I don't think it's an old man song.
Well, it's an old song, Bobby Darin. I'll just play it a little longer. Why? Well, because I have an amazingly inflated ego. Kick it up a few notches, Mike. Play it for the people. Here's Mike O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen.
Now on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Sunny morning.
Yes.
Lies a body.
Pretty good.
Just oozing light.
Why don't we ask? Let's ask Maddie. Maddie, your boyfriend jumps up on karaoke. He's in his mid 20s. And he brings out the Mack the Knife. Is that what
excuse me, Oscar.
Oh, excuse me.
There we go.
tugboat.
This is the part.
They're dancing in the control room.
Oh,
they're
you
dancing.
Talked right at my favorite part of it.
I thought you were singing.
You talked right at my favorite.
So down sorry. By the river going slow.
That cement is just, it's just for the...
Maddie, what do you think?
Well, so this is actually, so my boyfriend's last name is Mac, so I call him John Mac the Knife. Actually, so it's very fitting,
whoa.
Believe it or not.
Does he sing? This. Does he sing it?
He will sing. I mean, he has the ability to sing. It's not very good, but he'll
not
sing.
Not like
it.
This. And now Mac, he spends just like hey, you know, we've been talking so much about it. Maybe we're going to get to the end of it. Because I'll tell you, it's an amazing finish. Mike O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, baby. Yes, big finish coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. And Miss Lucy Brown. Oh, boy.
Lucy Brown.
All right, here we go. This part's rough. Listen to this. Want to hear a man sustain? Oh, no. Oh, one more. Sorry. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, hey.
Snooky Tawdry.
Hey. More, Mike.
Don't talk, Oscar.
Hey, hey, hey.
And old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie.
Mike O'Mara!
Maggie in town. Look out, old Mac Keith is back, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a that was weak. For several moments. I ran out of gas there.
Mac, but, Mac the Knife is the name?
Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin. It was, you know, absolutely wonderful. And anyway, do you have a go-to at karaoke? Do you do karaoke? Todd and I do, but
like,
you, I don't remember
did,
you.
I did karaoke for our road trip. Right. But I'm not a radio. I know I can't sing, so I'm not a big karaoke guy.
So you don't really like
no.
to do it?
No,
like
no but do I'll it. Do it. If everybody's doing it, I'm not going to say I'm staying in the hotel room. No, I'll go out and sing.
Remember that really sweaty night we had?
In Cleveland.
No, but also with Todd Moore and Marissa and you and your
Oh, we were
lady.
In Clarendon.
Clarendon. It was so hot.
So
they didn't
fun.
Have any air conditioning. It was a hot night, and we were all drinking
Bar
and getting up and
singing. Was jammed.
It was rocking. It was fun. Anyway, that comes from Matt Bazinet, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Thank you very much for our Canadian friends.
Sing it.
We appreciate that. Next letter. We have our last letter here. No, we don't. No, we don't. The second to last, the penultimate. Hey, buddy, I heard that you don't like birds. Well, my wife and I have... this is a message for Rob. Yeah, Rob doesn't... One of his weirdism, he doesn't like birds. Well, my wife and I have had big birds for years, and I just wanted to tell you how smart these critters are. We have a sulfur-crested cockatoo. Well, that sounds like something you pick up at American University in the 80s.
That's
and a mini green-wing macaw... And they're only a couple of years old, but it's like having two toddlers in the house. They're into everything, and they are very intelligent, opening cabinets, pulling out Tupperware, and talking up a storm. I love birds. See, I don't hate birds. I love. You can train them to do fun tricks, and they can be very loving. Don't criticize what you don't know, Rob. Rob seems to be. He's got his footprint all over this today. Get a small parrot. And see how much love you can get from such a little heart. Let me know if you'd like any pics or video. That's okay. From the little guys. Have a great day. Your friend, Dennis Guevara. And, of course, there's an editor's note.
I bet there is.
That literally sounds like a nightmare. Keep the birds away from my Tupperware. Nobody needs love that bad. Oh, and please make sure that you don't let them peck your eyes out. And I hold in my hand the last letter. Olivia Loneman writes, "Hello, gentlemen. I just woke up from a long night's dream about Wayne Newton." That's it. That's all. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, Wayne Newton in the mailbag today. And hey, guess what, Oscar?
Yes.
We can start the show. Yay!
Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
So I got an inflatable fishing kayak.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
I like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods.
You don't even eat them?
I mean, I don't want to eat a dirty Fairfax fish.
Bad fish.
There I'll eat, haven't. Like, flounder if I'm, like, surf fishing in Virginia Beach.
I caught you a delicious bass.
This shark, swallow you whole.
Whether you're the skipper on the deck of the Jack Tar or
aboard the SS Caballito.
Caballito. Small horse.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center has everything you need for your next fishing expedition.
One case of apricot brandy.
Happy.
Iranian caviar, and don't forget the color TV.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and as we say on the high seas,
here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
The best of O'Mara.
We would be talking about the Larry King thing, like there is no tomorrow. I've got it in news you made on me, but I'll give you the general story. Is that after 22 years of marriage, after 22 years of marriage, Larry King and Sean Southwick King are getting divorced. And I was talking to Pony about it before the show, and I was saying, I wonder what the record for celebrity divorce numbers is. I wonder exactly who is the oldest celebrity. Larry is 85 years old.
I did not know he was that old. Damn.
This is his eighth marriage, but seven if you count the fact that he married another wife twice. So I'm not sure exactly what that is. But the story behind the scenes, we'll have it again in news you may not need, is that there's some legal dispute with the kids, the boys, Chance Armstrong King, and Cannon King. I wonder exactly what's going on with that. Larry King has been a part of my show forever. Back when we were doing the old morning show with Don, I would come in and drive in the morning, and we would listen exclusively to Larry's radio show on the Mutual Radio Network overnight. Larry, on an April Fool's Day, I believe it was, Alan Goodman, our old general manager, brought Larry in as a surprise guest for us, and it was hysterically funny early in the morning because Larry was getting off and he was coming in. The day after Larry was on our show, he had a heart attack, which is God's honest truth. And so Larry, I've known about Larry. But the one thing about Larry is that, you know, you can hear Larry when he's talking and when he's interviewed, and he's got that kind of, you know, the guy's a bit, he's got a pretty decent sized prick factor.
Oh, he's, and the guy started a show called Breakfast with Larry, right. And he touted, look, the man's got more success than I'll ever see in my life, but
right. We
chronicled here on the show, we're like, okay, if you're going to start a show that's awesome, Breakfast with Larry, you're going to have Shaquille O'Neal, you're going to have LeBron James.
You're on CNN for a million years.
No, he had some self-help author on.
Yeah,
his first
guys
show,
that do
like,
yes talks, you know, like, I mean, that's it.
Come on!
Right. It's just
it won't
Larry
stop working.
Being Larry.
Well, his marriages probably don't help as well.
Well, I got so many theories about Larry. I'm wondering whether she may have gotten into that relationship because of the moolah. I'm wondering whether that
I
was
would
the
say
case.
That that's it's I think you're a better person to make that observation. It's easy for somebody to just look from the outside, and you've been married three times, right?
Yeah, so I've been married three times, and I wonder if with Larry the spin that sounds like it's coming out is that the boys were worried about that she was trying to get the money out of their inheritance, and that they urged him to get out. Look, once you're, I say to this day, and remember, I'm saying this, and if it gives my wife some comfort, fine. She might as well take a grenade and put it in the car or blow me up if she wants to end this marriage. Because the fact is that I will not do it again. I will not go to number four. I can't do that. This is my last time at the rodeo. I cannot do it. The idea, the concept of a man who is 5 to 10 years max away from casket land stuns me that he's still going through this marital strife. And it also, you know, it says to me 22 years and he's 85. I wonder if Shannon Southwick Green, do you think he was difficult at 75?
I do.
The problems that were there. There have been allegations of cheating with Larry
the
King
soccer
for
coach.
Years and years. The, you
remember that? I remember that.
Coach. I remember
it's like
that.
A swarthy Latin guy, you know, coming over to teach the kids. Taught her a
Larry.
Thing or two, apparently.
Larry. Pony, you have a story about Larry King.
My mom called me yesterday about the divorce. This is how, this is big news.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mrs. Zabalios.
Yeah, she called me. She guilt-tripped me about not caring about the family, as usual.
Perhaps tomorrow's show, we could arrange for Larry to, we're asking Larry about the divorce and women, and he could
100%, because my mom did the thing where, and we've all had this happen, especially in this the celebrity world, and I would say the business of show, Mike, where someone calls you because they think you have more information than they do. So there's a pleasantry that's exchanged, and then the pleasantry is gone, and they're like, hey, what do you know about this? So my mom called me with a guilt about not seeing her since I just saw her in Boston, so that didn't make any sense. I said, Mom, what's up? She goes, escuché que el señor Larry está yendo through un nuevo divorce. se está divorciando. And I was like, what? And she's like, sí, el señor Larry con su esposa. ¿Qué va a hacer? I said, ya es un viejo. And now she's saying, he's an old man. Like, what is he going to do now? Like, we're friends with Larry. You're talking to Mike O'Mara, old lady. We're not friends with Larry.
Hey, do you think by the way, he filed.
Yes.
He filed.
Primer Impacto had everything.
I cannot believe that he filed. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Tony, tell your story about Larry. What happened, Larry? Please. Larry almost came to blows with a person in your family.
Well, yeah. My best friend's dad. He grew up in Colorado. He was a rodeo rider. I mean, he didn't take S from anybody. Mm. And
last name Baskets.
Yes.
Mm.
And
sorry.
Anyhow, one day he was at, I think he was at International DC International Airport, and he was getting ready to fly out somewhere. And Larry
Chip Basket.
Chip Basket.
Okay, thank you.
So Larry cuts in front of him in line to board, and my friend's dad, again, doesn't take anything from anybody. He says, excuse me, you just cut in front of me. Yeah. And Larry turns around and says, do you know who I am?
Oh, God, and, Larry, come on.
He did the whole, I can do you see know Larry who doing I that. Am? And, yeah. And my buddy's dad was seconds away from slugging Larry in the face when one of the flight attendants came up and just like kind of brought him over to the side.
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
Give him
Larry, let's help you, Larry.
What a douche.
Let's
separate.
Yeah, douche canoe.
5:40 p.m. Pacific time, so that's last night.
Mm-hmm.
A source who spoke with, this is from TMZ.
TMZ.
A source who spoke with Sean this afternoon says she was blindsided by the divorce. She found out by getting a call from TMZ. As for Larry's allegations, the source says the last time Larry was in the hospital, doctors said he might. This is, I guess, Sean, this is going to be ugly. Or
oh,
this is not. You're 85. You're not supposed to be in an ugly situation. As for Larry's allegations about her taking money and not giving the kids their inheritance, the source says the last time Larry was in the hospital, doctors said he might only have 3 days to live. The source says their estate planning lawyer had told them they needed to update their documents, something they had mutually agreed to do. And that's what Sean presented to Larry recently when he was ill.
I mean,
I'm sorry. This is really not cool.
Do you mind signing this while you have IVs in you? I mean, it's something out of a movie, right? Out of like a comedy, like a dark comedy.
But he's 3 days to live. Larry, sign this before you go, please. Okay, hold on. It goes on.
Okay, please.
The source said they're safely needed to update the docs. She strongly denies doing anything that would compromise the inheritance of their two sons. We're told Sean is devastated. The news comes 2 weeks before their 22nd wedding anniversary. Larry's divorce documents obtained by TMZ list the date of separation as June 6th, 2019. That's interesting because TMZ has video of Sean the very next day at LAX. She talked about Larry's recovery. Well, they showed her at LAX from the heart attack and didn't let on at all about any trouble in paradise.
Where was she going?
This is great. Get TMZ, you know, when you need it. Most of the time, TMZ has rappers that I have no idea who they are because they're doing bad things. But this is, you know, a real celebrity. Sources connected by the couple tell TMZ they've been having marital trouble for 7 years now. Larry has accused Sean of infidelity. Remember that one? We're told that has created tension for a while now. But the breaking point was when Larry was in the hospital a couple of months ago. And she presented him with documents that have given her certain right to their property that would adversely affect the couple's two sons.
Mm.
We're told they felt, this sounds like spin from Larry,
yes. But
you know what? You're 85, you file for divorce, you're pissed. You know, you're 85, I don't care who you are, you want to be taken care of. We're told they felt she was trying to screw them out of their inheritance. We're told the boys went to Larry and told him they were outraged by their mother's conduct, presenting the documents and pled with him to get out of the marriage. We're told he followed their advice.
Okay. How
Who knows?
Terrible a person do you have to be when your spawn, your offspring, turn on you?
Right.
Like, that's how terrible a person you have to be.
Well, here's the thing. This is so many. There's so many possibilities here.
This is like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't doubt. You know, who knows? This is a man. You know, when I'm 85, how old's Carla going to be? Carla's going to be 31 when I'm 85. No, I'm kidding. When I'm 85, Carla will be
in her 50s.
She will not be. No, it's a 21. When I'm 85, Carla will be 50 in her 50s, a vital, lovely woman. And when I'm 85, I just want her around and still to love me. That's all. But if she wants to, you know, if she wants to have the gardener come up, you know, I'm a realist. I have to be a realist in this sense. But I don't want to fight over inheritance and all that crap. No, I don't want to do that.
The dynamics are different, though, Mike. Like,
she married me after I got fired.
After you got fired, right?
That's the key element to. And by the way, because Carla endured a lot of that crap,
and she still does. Think about
dating, and she still probably takes a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But you know, she's going out.
Is your father coming out today? Poor lady.
Yeah, she's going back to school. She's gonna be a facial person. That's what she's.
Did you get a scholarship?
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for her, and she's wearing her little scrubs today. It was cute. It was adorable. It's like,
this
bye-bye.
Is creepy. You can't call it cute. Come on.
She's wearing her scrubs. She looks cute in her in her.
This
what's,
is
what's
your
wrong
wife.
With that? What
this
do you mean?
It's like say
cute.
Say
it's
sexy.
Cute like sexy cute.
Gross.
What? Why is that gross to you?
Oh, gross. I don't
she's
know.
Wearing white. Stop it. Don't play. You play that too much. What do you snap? What's gross about that?
Okay. You call
that I'm an old man?
No, you call your daughters cute. Your son cute.
Sexy cute.
You didn't say sexy cute. You said
I didn't mean she looked cute like
a
little kid
with her backpack on.
No,
and
I didn't mean it that way. I meant sexy
to class.
I meant sexy. She wears the same thing you'd see in some of the world's finest salons.
The world's finest salons.
Right, right. You by know. The way, you know, I don't know what the rules are in Las Vegas, but you know, she's going to have her license when we go to Vegas.
Oh, there we
she
go.
Will be a, she will be a graduate when we go to Vegas. So, you know, it's all about the bottom line, people. You know, that's right. Dirk, now, you want a facial? It's going to cost you $3,000. It's going to cost you $3,000, Dirk.
Wrong choice of words. Skin treatment probably better. Yeah, let's figure that out. Because Dirk would pay $3,000 handedly. Come on.
No, but you know, but here, getting back to the original thing with Larry, Oscar.
Yes.
I'm saying you're 85, and I look. This is where, and you, I welcome your theory because you're good at this.
Okay.
At 85, don't you think that like things like she goes out with the girls and she gets a. Yeah, gets a little
hammered. Maybe
side
she doesn't come home. Who knows? Yeah,
who cares? Yeah. He's 85. But if she gets into the finances like that, then and the sons are involved, maybe that would be. There seems to be a little credibility with Larry filing, right?
If you put it that way,
yeah.
And again, I don't know if I'd be okay with, you know, but I don't have this like crazy gap of years. So you know, to each their own. But I'll say this.
If he's screwing the kids, if he really, if what he says is true, that I could see happening. I could see that happening. I couldn't see, you know, that's the allegation. It's too.
It's the calculation.
What's the word I'm looking
for? It's calculated. It is too calculated that he is on the brink of what may be his last throes of life.
Right.
And for some, let's all put ourselves in that position for a second here. Someone that we've already had kind of like questions about their moral compass, which is alleged. Comes to you and instead of like holding you and being with you with the family, making sure the kids are okay and like we're gonna be okay,
brings
like, hey,
the documents to the hospital.
What about this fresh set of printouts? Let's make sure everything's A-okay before you go.
So you agree with me?
I agree.
There's credibility to these allegations.
You can,
I could see it happening.
You could put a veneer of it's just a Hollywood marriage.
Right.
Personally, I would imagine you're like you know she's so much younger, whatever. But when someone slaps you in the face of the reality of what this marriage is about.
Right.
And maybe you've been in denial because you're the king and you're like, oh, it's never been about money. It's always been about, you know,
yep.
I got the sex appeal. I've been married years.
That's why I like your take on these things.
I've been
seven
times. I've been married 9 years. I can't, you know, I don't care what people say. Like, this is just a different type of Hollywood marriage. And then boom, in your throes of failing health, it's sign here, please. That right. slap in the face may not just hurt him emotionally, but his ego.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. There, on that count, too,
yeah.
When he was younger, 22 years ago, it was just like, oh, she loves me for me because I'm still, you know, feeling like I'm a vital guy. Yeah. Although, you know, I'm 60. I don't feel vital anymore.
Yeah, I'm 41. Really I'm not vital.
Yeah, I don't feel vital.
My poor
wife. But now you're sitting there going, and the reality, stressed. Especially if it comes from the sons, who it sounds like that there might be a decent relationship with. You know, Larry's thing, he's eating ice cream sundaes at the Dodgers game behind home plate. You know, Larry's not looking to, you know, to,
and he's
I don't
not
think.
He's not eating ice cream like, hey, I hope nobody sees me eating ice cream. It's like, right. Oh, like an old man eating ice cream.
Like an old man. He doesn't give a, I'm Larry King. Nyam, 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 nyam. I don't care. But, well, you know what? Maybe tomorrow on the show, please. Maybe your mom can figure it out.
And well, she would she love can, to talk to Larry because she knows a thing or two about marriages and living in two different countries.
And, of course, that can be the entrees that we're interviewing about the divorce. That would be well, so you want to stay tuned for that one, ladies and gentlemen. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.